brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, hello, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Nope, not even close anymore. Bob Newhart is back. You can call me Daryl.
Really?
Daryl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Daryl or his brother Daryl?
Yeah.
Well, his other brother Daryl.
Right.
Ah.
Damn, we just lost our slot.
We were so close. He's like 100. Does he really need it? Oh, come on, man. Bob, give us a break, man.
Suzanne Pleshette is immortal.
Oh, yeah.
Timeless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me to me, our Made Man Brent.
I only showed up because you promised me scotch.
That's why you're here.
I mean, I said I had laryngitis, but I said scotch, okay, I'm in.
Peaty, heavy peaty scotch. Your favorite kind.
Yes. My favorite.
And good old boy Harm.
Boy, thanks for having me, Bob. This is a good day to be in the basement. I really enjoyed the whiskeys today.
See, that's why I have him, because, you know.
I often lie to you, Bob, but not today. Not today.
So, I, you know, when whiskey comes in for the show, I send everybody out emails, and but when certain whiskeys come in, I just send it to him.
Yeah, that's right. This show made my day. It's perfect.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mine too.
And go to and go to boy Justin.
Usually I have coffee morning and whiskey nights, but I have coffee morning and whiskey morning, so it's a good morning.
Yeah. This is the best way to start a morning. It's Super Bowl weekend, so it's a super way to start a super Sunday.
Taylor Swift, I hear he's fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going there. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 1, the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2, from Seven Seals, we have the Seven Seals Port Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, the Seven Seals Sherry Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, and the Seven Seals Peated Port Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. From Sangam, we have their World Malt Whiskey. We have a Cavalon Vino Barrique and Unholy Alliance Special Barrel. And we have Lagavulin 16-Year Single Malt Whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings against my better judgment.
So today we found Psy from South Korea.
There is no reason for Psy to be here, but go ahead.
Well, we are drinking Sangam style.
Sangam?
We're going to whip them Gangnam Sangam style, but we're Hindi. Drinking Sangam.
God, you guys are killing me.
One sip.
Don't worry, your mom doesn't listen to this show.
No, she doesn't.
You know why? You're on it.
I'm on it, yeah. I dropped out of med school. Everything after that is, I'm dead to her.
Well, then you could be Maury, so you would end up in the same place.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Why worry? Except he's sick and you're not.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Sip so, ratings.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Gangnam style.
Water. I don't know he's really raging for this.
I don't. If you just say Gangnam style, yeah. I don't think that really works.
Couldn't he do it in an Elmer Fudd voice and just say Gangnam? Yeah. Hey, it's two sips and it's very, very good. That's Gangnam style.
Two sips, nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
There you go. Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another, Gangnam style.
That's classified.
That's Don Pardo, I'm pretty sure.
I in my head it was like an anime Japanese dude. You know, trying to be really macho.
Oh, you know what he could be? What's his name? Ted from the Love Boat. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember Ted from the Love Boat.
He was the guy who was Marcy's second husband on Married with Children. The good-looking guy, was like a Ken doll. Every time he goes on a show, that's when the show ends.
Every guy from LA over 50?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. We've been there.
Five sips. Whoop 'em. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I didn't buy any of it.
No. I'm pretty sure that,
Canceled again.
Let's just.
I'm the best at being the worst in impressions.
Why don't we move on and just pretend none of this ever happened? Let's just all agree that none of this ever happened and talk about
the whiskeys. Forget about the ratings.
All right, Brent. So tell us about our first whiskey.
Okay. So this is, we're going to talk about the Oran Company. It's a blended Scotch whiskey is the newest creation from Perfect Fifth, an American independent Scotch whiskey bottler known for its rare, ultra-premium single cask Scotch whiskeys.
I've never heard of them before, but I want more from now. After
oh today. No, I know them very. I've known of them for years. Yeah.
Are they in Florida?
You, but
where are they? Bring me a representative.
They have some really good stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. So, go ahead. Sorry.
So, Oran blended Scotch whiskey was blended by a whiskey expert, Jim Murray, author of the Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible. I mean that's a big name, you know.
About as big as you can get in the business.
Yeah. Jim Murray has long served as a behind-the-scenes blender for many distilleries worldwide. But his partnership with the Perfect Fifth is his first public foray into an official blending role with a company, allowing his 40 years of sensory experience as a whiskey taster, blender, and evaluator to shine in his new position. Murray designed Oran to be an old-school blend recognizable to whiskey lovers of the heyday of blended whiskey some 100 years ago. Oran, which means song in Gaelic, is a harmonious blend of the finest grains and single malts, unveiling layers of flavor much like the musical layers in a melody. A total of 11 different casks were used to make both blend number 1 and blend number 2. Some of the casks were split between both blends, but with differing ratios. Both blends are limited releases containing only 465 bottles each. So our first one is the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend number 1, 50% ABV, 100 proof. So blend number 1 is composed exclusively of ex-bourbon casks and is a blend of 50% single malt whiskeys and 50% single grain whiskeys.
It's a very high portion of single malt for a blended scotch.
Yeah,
very
high. That is high.
Yeah, your typical Johnny Walker is 20 to 30.
So the blend consists of 21-year-old single grain, 34-year-old single grain. That's up there. You know,
well, single grain actually needs time to age properly, so this is good.
Yeah.
This is really good.
So 18-year-old Pulteney, two different casks of 12-year-old Ardmore, 12-year-old Milton Duff, and 13-year-old Tamnivoolin, 24-year-old Glen Grant, and 16-year-old Old Orkney whiskeys.
I love the pause you do before every name you pronounce because you're thinking about it.
Yep.
I like that.
He wants to do it right.
He wants to do it right.
He's caring. That's my boy.
I told you I could probably not mispronounce too many of these names in this one.
Yeah, I like it.
You know? So the color of this one is really light. It's a straw color. Just like straw right off the field, you get that kind of color, light straw color to it. On the nose, you get a lot of fruits. You get... I'm just getting like a little fruit bomb. You know, I get some cherries. I get some peaches. Getting a little bit of a melon on it. It's nice. It's just light and refreshing kind of on your nose there.
It's very sunshiny.
Yeah. On the palate, it's a very forward palate. Reminded me of like a Mexican chocolate with black pepper and raspberries.
I think that came after the water, though.
Yeah, but you need... Well, no, that came before the water. Yeah, but you need to add a little bit of water to this, and it really kind of expands the mouthfeel to it, because it was very front-forward early on, and then when you added a couple drops of water, it really smoothed it all out. It was more covering your entire palate after that. You know, it needed a couple drops of water. Finish? I kind of think the finish was a little bit short for me. And that was the only kind of downside I had to it. What do you think there, Herm?
I agree with you pretty much around the board. I mean, the thing to me, at first it's a light smoke. I get that right away. And the candied fruit comes out underneath. You mentioned cherries. I like their white cherries. They're not like those dark red cherries. These are white cherries, like those Washington State ones. And then I got...
well, it's Washington State, I'm pretty sure.
Apples and pears.
You know.
Whatever, elitist. Mm-hmm. Apples, pears.
Unlike you, we don't see color.
There's a little bit of cake batter, but cocoa is just a hint. And then when you put it on your, when you taste it, I found it was astringent. Like right at first, without any water, a little astringent, a little bit high in alcohol. Then it was juicy fruit, and then the pepper came out. We put water in it, and it exploded with cocoa.
Boom.
Just explode. Like for me, the water really brought the cocoa before, because before I wasn't appreciating the chocolate as much as you did, because it was just too astringent on my palate.
Well, it was very front forward to me on the before we had the water. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was like nothing into the middle and the back of the palate, and I needed the water, and it just like
water
covers.
Made it oilier. Oh yeah, made the coat the whole palate.
The viscosity went way up.
Just a couple drops of water. Yeah. Nothing, nothing.
Chocolate raisins, and it was like kind of chewy. It was really nice. I enjoyed this.
Justin?
So for me, it was like I was in the kitchen right after someone cleaned it with Fabuloso. And then I'm drinking Ghirardelli hot chocolate. And then I had some Raisin Bran. But I really liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Why drink the whiskey when you can just have a Fabuloso?
Well, sometimes I can't be in my kitchen.
First off, it's fabulous, and second off, it's purple. I mean,
yeah. I'm not putting it down. I think it was very good.
Do they get Fabuloso in other states?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sure they do, but I mean, it's down here we have it because it's such a big Latin population. Yeah. You know,
guy who cleans my house from Uruguay, so explains it.
That explains it. Well, we'll be back with Fabuloso.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing blend number one from Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey. Justin was just rambling about cleaning products, so we're just going to pretend we didn't hear any of that. I really, this one on the nose for me, it's just bright. You know what it reminds me of? That brightness, like when we did Nika Days. Remember that? It was like sunshine in a glass.
Days was totally sunshine in a glass, but it was more apple and pear.
Yeah.
But this is,
but
hot
this is the same thing. It's very bright on the nose. Very sunshiny.
It's still there. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Very bright, very welcoming on the nose. And this is one, and we preach this on the show all the time, folks. Have water around when you're drinking whiskey. A lot of whiskey benefits from water. Some, it doesn't make any difference. A very small amount, it will wash out. But try it. Definitely try it. And on this one, when I tasted it, I'm like, it's pretty good whiskey. But once I put that water in, it turned into basically abueli to, the Mexican grandmother hot chocolate. I mean, it was fantastic.
But the fruit is still there. It's not just all chocolate. Mm-hmm. We keep emphasizing the chocolate, but I still get the fruit. I think this is the whiskey
the
you would put
on the
rocks.
The fruit is on the front. The fruit's in the front, but the whole back palate is the chocolate.
This is a whiskey you would put on the rocks, and it would stand up to those rocks. It'd be really great.
Yeah. I mean, overall, a fantastic whiskey, and Jim Murray's the blender. I mean,
check it wrong.
Yeah. The guy knows what he's doing. I mean, I trust. If there's anybody's palate in the whiskey industry that I trust his. So we're going to be rating the Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 1, a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2 is 50% ABV, 100 proof. Blend Number 2 distinguishes itself with the addition of sherried cask components. The blend consists of a 21-year-old single grain, a 34-year-old single grain, an 18-year-old Putney, two different casks of 12-year-old Ardmore, 12-year-old Milton Duff, and 13-year-old Tom of Woolman. The 24-year-old Glen Grant and 12-year-old Speyside Malt with 16-year-old Orkney whiskeys. Now, they say Orkney whiskeys. There's only two distilleries on Orkney, Highland Park and Scapa.
Scapa.
Because who owns Highland Park? I'm guessing this is Scapa, right? Or no, that'll be Highland Park, right? It'll be Highland Park.
I think it's
they're
probably,
not naming them.
Tastes like Highland Park.
Yeah, it tastes like. Yeah, Scapa they would name because Scapa doesn't care. But Highland Park would make you pay.
I'm not familiar with Scapa, but.
Highland Park would make you pay. But anyway, so I'm guessing that. It's a beautiful reddish gold. Well, actually, the color has changed back to with the water I've had in this glass. I'm sitting here. The redness has gone out. It's back to straw. The nose, sweet. Just sweet and like non-distripped fruits. And then a little grassy. Then I get very simple, soft smoke, but it's not, it's like a whisper, just a whisper of smoke. And then some beautiful vanilla, and a little bit of cinnamon coming out. On the palate, it was all melon, honeydew melon and red pepper. Let's see, try it again. Hasn't changed much. But what happened was we did add water to this whiskey. Increased the melon quite a bit, and the red pepper went to white pepper. It's more mellow. My problem was the finish is a little odd, or it was a little odd the first time I tasted it, and it ended a little bitter. That bitterness has gone away with air, but it just didn't. It didn't bring out the sherry that I was expecting. Bob, did you get that sherry?
I get a little bit more of it on the nose, not so much on the palate. But
I mean, I expect candied fruit from sherry. I don't get
Here's the thing. I don't think he was shooting for a sherry bomb.
No,
I think he was
not.
Just shooting for that hint. And if that's what he was shooting for, I think he nailed it. You know, it's got a beautiful the grassiness, that sweetness.
That could be any Highland. I don't get the sherry.
It's got a pretty, pretty nose, a little bit of vanilla on it. Just that sweet, sweet candied fruit. But on the palate.
It doesn't have to be in the nose. Sherry can be on the palate.
Mm-hmm. But on the palate, it's that beautiful melon, that honeydew, a little bit of cantaloupe for me. But with the water, that pepper, the white pepper really comes out. That creaminess that you get from white pepper that you don't get with black pepper or red pepper.
Yeah,
it
doesn't prickle.
Yeah, it's always got that sort of coating mouth feel on white pepper, and that's what you're getting on this. It's a lovely whiskey. Absolutely lovely.
Nothing you've said to me says sherry.
Yeah. No.
Brant, what do you say?
Yeah, so on the nose, I kind of felt like I was like hanging out in a grass field over in Scotland, you know, overlooking the coast.
Fields of heather.
Somewhere. Yeah, and somewhere
like,
there.
Like Julie Andrews dancing in a field, you know.
Heather was this girl I knew in college.
And, you know, and they get. And,
she still doesn't.
And every once in a while, you just get
not
this.
Not at all.
Yeah. And every once in a while, you just get this light whiff of smoke that just kind of like passes by that somebody's got a campfire going around. But it's not like it's so light that you just. It's like,
it's a whisper. It's just
yeah,
no
yeah,
distance.
Yeah. It's like
the hints like, on your clothes, you know, yeah, after but, being near a fire. It's
yeah, you nailed it on the palate.
It's lovely.
I have fruit snack of honeydew with white pepper.
Yeah.
It's just, you nailed it right there. So, Justin?
So, when I first started nosing this, I got like marshmallow and oak and white pepper. And then after about an hour, I got a lot of lemon pledge on the nose.
What are you talking about?
That's what I got.
This guy is sniffing fabuloso. So.
He's on a cleaning product run today.
You know what? I damn it, Justin, I want to agree with you. Why?
I just call him the way I see him. Even if it sounds ridiculous, it's what
There's
I taste
There's a little lemon pledge on the nose.
Yeah. I didn't get it in the beginning, but now I'm getting it. And on the palate, I got like marzipan and raisins. And
see, the raisin is a sherry note, but I still don't get it. You taste it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. And on the finish, it was woody.
Just a little bit.
But then the wood went away after an hour. Now it's just...
It was
just
too woody earlier.
It's well, gone away. I thought it was too woody, but it was woody. And now it's just like a normal scotch finish, like malt.
The raisiny bit malt, I get in... I mean, if you get it and swirl it around your mouth, and get it on the tip of the tongue.
All right.
You know, it's think, not
I think we
could
have used more sherry if you were going for a sherry bomb.
I know y'all think I spent too much time with cleaning products.
And that's the thing.
Maybe
I don't,
it's true.
I don't think he was going for a sherry bomb.
I think you like to follow your Uruguayan cleaning man.
Yeah.
Hey, he's very nice.
You're probably pretty creepy, Justin. You're probably pretty creepy.
Is it Agador Spartacus? I'm just saying.
He loved my dog. I love my dog. It's all good.
Yeah, we got a rating. We need to get away from Justin's cleaning products.
So we're going to rate... We're going to rate the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2, an extremely well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Again, I didn't expect any less. It's Jim Murray. I mean,
yeah,
they're both great.
I think you're being a little generous on this one, but that's me.
If you see it, grab it. So,
yeah.
Well, that takes us on to our next whiskeys. So we're going to have Justin tell us a little bit about them.
So we're going to talk about Seven Seals. It's a brand of whiskey from Switzerland. Ooh, I love Switzerland. Using 3-year triple distilled single malt sourced from the Langetun Distillery in Aarwangen, Switzerland, Seven Seals further finishes the whiskey using their patented Stockhausen method before bottling. This process, created by Dr. Dolph Stockhausen, is a process whereby the whiskey is exposed to more surface area of specially treated wood. The wood is not charred, but it is exposed to much lower temperature to efficiently bring out the wood sugars, vanillin, and other chemical compounds contained in the wood. The whiskey is non-chill filtered and has no color added. So on the nose, I think there might have been something wrong with this one.
What is it?
I got... rotting onion, sulfur, and potpourri. It's Seven Seals Portwood finish, single malt whiskey, 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof. And on the nose, I got rotting onion, sulfur, potpourri. On the palate, absinthe and port. And on the finish, it was weird. What did you think, Harmeet?
Well, I can't fault you for any of those notes, actually, Justin, which is weird. But you have not described a cleaning product that has this color.
Yeah.
It's a reddish gold. I don't have any cleaning products to give you.
I don't have one.
This is like...
Looks like Pine Sol.
It does.
Everything is a cleaning product.
See, Justin uses the cheaper cleaning products. And of course,
Brent uses the name brand
Pine Sol.
My Pine Sol doesn't have an O on it. It's just Pine Sol.
It's the color of Pine Sol. But anyway, the nose.
Justin's comes from Kazakhstan. So, I mean,
yeah.
So there's a hint of peat smoke there.
It was a dollar.
It's,
what do you want?
It's there, but what I got was sulfury apricot. Because, you know, they use sulfur to preserve dried fruits, which is normal. And it's used to preserve sherry casks. But this whole process they're talking about, this Dolph Stockhausen's process, there shouldn't be any sulfur coming out. But this is kind of weird. There's something wrong with this barrel. You said like onion, like rotting onion and sulfury fruit. And the palate to me was ginger and rubber bands.
Yeah.
Like freshly stretched
ginger on the finish.
It should not be that way.
Yeah.
There was something wrong with this. I added water to it and it brought out bitter oak and more rubber bands. And then as this sat in the glass, I kept coming back to it because it's on the edge of being really nice, but it's weird.
Yeah.
I've not mentioned a nice tasting note, but before we get waves of caramel, you get waves of sweet candied fruit, you get waves of baking bread, you get waves of sweet like panettone, right?
Yeah.
But then it goes away and comes back to rubber bands.
Yep. Yep.
There's something off with this. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, on the nose, I do get some peaches, some apricots, and I get that when there's a little bit of hint of sulfur and stuff. But yeah, that rubber band note that you mentioned just keeps coming back. And the same thing with the palate. I got peach.
At least the onion didn't get worse.
No, I didn't really get the onion off so much, you know, but I got peach and honey and light pepper and a little bit of gingerbread there, but you would think that all those notes that you would say like, oh, that's a great note, but then you have a rubber band note that underneath, just kind of
and bitter
that just kind of takes away from those pleasant notes. So, you know, it's a mixed boat for me, not really my style, you know. But I mean, somebody's gonna enjoy this.
Somebody might like it.
Yeah.
Bob, would that be somebody? Be you?
Not particularly. No. I mean, here's the thing. God knows we've had better and we've had worse. It definitely. I'm just thinking there was something. Maybe this was they had a bad barrel in this batch.
Yeah,
because I'm picking up on the I pick up on the sulfur definitely. That there's a sulfurous thing, and that's where you're getting sort of that onion thing, because that's
hydrogen sulfide.
It's the hydrogen sulfide in the onions that make your eyes peel and all. Yeah,
sulfuric acid here makes your eyes burn.
Yeah, so it's and I'm with Harm. It's like if you try and smell through that, there's actually some
beautiful stuff.
There's some really good stuff in here. So. I'm just wondering if this was a bad bottle or a bad batch, you know, because there's something like definitely different, but underneath I can
not
definitely
a good
see
different.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's you know, I mean, again, I've had far worse, you know, but judging it on its merits for what we have, you know, it's. It's two sips, so.
Well, isn't that nice?
And I think the reason that all of us are thinking that there's something wrong with this one is because we have two more from them, which are perfectly fine. So our next whiskey is from Seven Seals, and it's the Sherrywood finish, single malt whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. It's got a really pretty nose.
It's reddish gold.
Yeah, there's definitely a reddish tint there. But there's a nice sweetness to it. I get a little bit of the raisiny on it. There's some toffee notes in it.
Burnt toffee.
Yeah, and there's a nuttiness. I don't know if it's almonds, but there's a nuttiness at the tip of the nose. And then on the palate, there's a chocolatiness there, almost like a milk chocolate, and a little bit of Dutch cocoa, a little bit of that bitterness from the Dutch cocoa. Yeah, and perfectly fine. What'd you think, Justin?
So this kind of reminded me of what was under all the weird notes in the last one.
Yeah. Without the
peat.
Without the off-putting notes, this is the good stuff.
Like if you added peat to the underlying one from the other one, it would be like this. I got like five spice and port.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a five spice there.
And then...
On the finish.
Yeah, on the palate, I got the five spice came through. On the finish, it was started out sweet. And now that it's been open an hour, it's more spice.
Mm-hmm.
Like the umami from a good ramen or something.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think, Bob?
Well, I'm the one to start it, so go to somebody else.
What'd you think, Brent?
Justin's been drinking.
I've been drinking alcohol. Yeah.
No,
here's the thing. Once in a while, something comes out of the boy. The five spice is definitely there, and he's absolutely right. There is sort of an umami in there.
Chinese five spice, I get that. That
I'm getting
star anise and nutmeg and whatever the else they put in there stuff.
Yeah, the one thing I'm learning with this with the Seven Seals is that it's not my palate. You know, I mean, it's you know, I'm not the Scotch drinker. Everybody knows that, but you know, there's a lot of scotches I do like, but this is not one of them. That
it's not a lot. There's a few you like.
Yeah,
if you're gonna come over to Brent's house hoping for Seven Seals, there isn't any there. There's no
Ardbeg, there's no Lafroig, there's no Lagavulin,
there might be a few hundred bottles of whiskey and not a single scotch.
Go ahead.
But yeah, this, I got some of those notes that you guys got, but and on the palate I got the dried cocoa, like a dried cocoa to it, and it just wasn't wasn't for me. I don't know how to describe it, but it's, I just didn't.
It's not your palate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's, you know, fine.
So you have not one Scotch in your house? No Macallan, no Glen, no gifts from a neighbor?
I have a pinch.
Ah, see? Yeah,
there you go.
I knew there was one.
I thought you would have given that away by now.
Yeah.
It's been there for 15 years.
Nice. It's already 15 years on the bottle before it got to you.
Well, what'd you think, Arm?
This is what Justin said. This is the stuff that was underlying the previous one, the faults. You know, I get the gingerbread. I get burnt toffee. I get almonds, lots of almonds, not quite marzipan, like more roasted almonds. He said five spice, and I think he's right there. Lots of chocolate on the palate, on the finish. A little bit of orange peel, which you guys didn't mention at all. Raisin and nutmeg. I got that on the finish. The water, brought a drop of water or two, increased the fruit, and brought down the spice, which I liked.
Mm. If you take a little,
this whiskey.
Take a little, swirl it around, yeah. Let it sit on the tongue
there
for a minute.
There is nothing wrong with it.
And then swallow, and that's where I get that umami.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the umami on the back palate.
Umami.
Yeah.
This one's solid. So we know they can make whiskey.
Yeah. It's almost unfair rating the first one because I just, there's something wrong with that.
This one is?
Because this one's solid. So. We're going to be rating the Seven Seals Sherry Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey from Seven Seals, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Oh, you know what? Do they mean Seven Seals like from the Revelations, the Apocalypse?
That I couldn't tell you.
The Swiss are making whiskey, the Apocalypse is nigh?
Apocalypse?
Yeah. I think the Apocalypse is nigh. Seven Seals of Swiss whiskey.
All right,
yeah, that's be it.
Take it away.
So we have a Seven Seals Peated Portwood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. It's a 46% ABV, 92 proof.
So it's malt whiskey and peated. So, yeah.
And
so
I like you, the know, fact that, you know.
It's nothing for Brent.
You know. Every one of these whiskeys is 46% ABV. 92 proof is a good sweet spot. You don't have to chill filter. It's perfect.
Well, we'll be back. I'll tell you about this after the break. Not just the destination. But baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and Brent's going to tell us about our last whiskey from Seven Seals, so tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the Seven Seals Peated Portwood Finished Single Malt Whiskey, 46% ABV, 92 proof. On the nose, the color's like a little darker straw color. It's like a little bit of reddishness to it.
Mm-hmm.
On the nose, I get a light peated smoke on the whole nose. It just kind of... And a little bat, little, if you go underneath there, you get some, you know, that five spice that he mentioned, you know, in the other one that I didn't get in the other one, but I got it on this one and a little bit of honey, but you have to kind of fight through that. And then on the palate, I tried it again. It's, the best way I can...
It's malt whiskey and there's peat. We know it's not for you.
Yeah, best way I can describe it is like licking a flat tire after you're getting, you know, after driving on the highway and you get your flat tire and you just like lick that. And so,
is there a video?
Now, the smell of rubber, burnt rubber or burning or hot rubber
but
is
it's
very
not,
different from this.
But it's not like overpowering, you know, it's like super overpowering peat. It's just on that edge where it's not for me.
Arm? Let's have Arm.
All right.
Point it's counterpoint.
A beautiful red gold. The peat smoke is there. It's a woody. It's a woody peat. It's not an iodine-y peat. I got dried peaches, like you said, pears and raisins. The five spices spot on. The palate's oily. It's a sweet peat, and the finish is long. I enjoyed it. The water brought out more spice, and the palate was, you know, all right. It just wasn't great, but it was good. Justin?
It was a fruit cake and then the sap from a burning Christmas tree in the fire pit. What'd you think, Bob?
I thought this was the two that we know that are okay. I mean, I'm with Harm. I thought this one was perfectly fine. I think it's got a nice smoke to it. It's not and overpowering.
I could not tell it wasn't from Scotland.
No, yeah. No, absolutely not.
You brought me this instead of Scotch. I thought it was Scotch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to rate the Seven Seals peated portwood finish. Well deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
And,
I'm the Indian guy talking about Indian whiskey.
And we didn't pick him because of it. He just was the next guy
in line.
It was random, but I'm the Indian guy talking about Indian whiskey. So Sangam World Malt Whiskey, 43% ABV, or 86 proof. The Rampur Distillery was established in 1943 in the northern part of India in the foothills of the Himalayas, which is all BS because it's not that far north. But anyway... They have four sons. They've made a bunch of different whiskeys, and I'm going to edit all this because Bob wrote way too much. And they've been making whiskey and aging malt for 25 years, and they're finally ready to release their own Indian whiskey single malt. So in 2016, they released a Rampur brand in Indian whiskeys in Las Vegas.
Which we've done on the show and is excellent.
Very good. Not yet, but I need it. The newest brand from Rampur is their Sangam World Malt Whiskey. Sangam derives from the Hindi word meaning confluence, or the merging of two rivers. So this is bigger than their parts, where there will be synergy, but this means confluence. So Sangam World Malt combines Indian single malt variety with different malt whiskeys sourced from all over Europe, the New World, and the New World, which have been combined in the by the master blender, Anup Bhatik. So Anup did a really great job. This is an old gold on the nose and on the eye, and the nose is all about tropical fruit. I mean, I'm getting honey and flowers and caramel, Jolly Rancher, apple, pears, a little bit of rose petal comes back in the middle. I got white flowers at first, vanilla, nutmeg, a whisper of peat. Like if you take your nose farther away from the glass, then you get the peat. It's crazy. This I could smell this whiskey forever.
Huge nose.
Brent, what do you think? This is amazing, right?
The nose was go on and on and on about the nose because I don't know that there's a Scotch out there, a whiskey out there like this that has a nose like this.
There's a couple, but they're so far and few between.
Yeah.
And the palate, it's creamy and fruity. The peat is so delicate. There's a hint. Brent said there was a hint of salt, which I didn't get until I added the water.
Don't add water to this one.
No. All right.
This one's do not add water.
This is one of the weird categories. In India, they'd add a lot of water, so that's what I did. A hint of water made it too salty. A lot of water, like let's say you did a highball, made it perfectly a balance of fruit and salt.
This would be the bomb in a highball.
So I loved it.
I myself prefer just to drink it right out of the bottle doing it with a highball, but that's just me. But yeah, the nose on this thing is off the chain. I mean,
I could smell it all day long.
It's like a bowl of tropical fruit. I mean, you can't name all the fruit that you get in this, and it's just right in your face. I mean, it's just huge. And I'm with Harm. This is one of those I could just smell. I don't even have to drink, but
never have to drink this one.
But you have to drink it still. It tastes amazing.
You don't have to.
But it's got this beautiful creaminess
Except
to
it's
it.
It's good.
It coats the tongue. It's very creamy. Fruit, the tropical fruit comes forward. And without water, that just slight hint of saltiness just offsets the sweetness of the fruit just perfectly. It's like, it's a southern thing, putting a little salt on your watermelon.
It's an Indian thing. Salt and pepper.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of oak. There's a little bit of vanilla in this. This is, again, I expect to know less from the guys who make Rampur. We've had several of theirs on the show over the years. I think we were one of the first radio shows to actually do them. And everything we've got from so far has been fantastic. And this is just as good. So
And he has poured out some great single malts.
Yeah, this is, see, now this is one that I could drink versus the other three I just had that I wouldn't. So I would drink this one in the house. I would smell it all day is what I really would do.
Yeah.
Justin?
Yeah.
So I got vanilla, dried prunes, fresh mown grass, and those little adobe pinon bricks that when you burn, they're done. The pinon wood shavings.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is that what the PDF is in PDF?
Pinon? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You said adobe.
And then on the palate, I got not like that a basket of fruits, pepper, honey, slight whisper of peat. The end, it's just really sweet and mild. It starts off amazing on the nose. It's good on the palate. And then it's kind of a whisper finish. But I enjoyed it. I
freaking love it.
Well, we're going to be giving the Sangam... Well, not giving Sangam. They earned it. The Sangam World Malt Whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips.
It deserves higher. You guys are racist.
I was with you on higher, but you
know, whooped them Sangam style.
It's
we've got some non.
It's an average,
here.
So
well, right. I drink scotch.
I will cut
so
you.
Justin, tell us about
scotch from you.
Tell us about our next whiskey, Justin.
So our next whiskey is Kavalan Vinho Barrique.
Vino,
an unholy alliance.
I am very aroused.
And it's from barrel, really long number, 59.4 alcohol by volume, or 118.8 proof.
So this is a single barrel called Unholy Alliance that has a barrel number. You didn't give the number. That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really long. Kavalan Soloist Vino Barrique is aged in American oak, red, and white wine casks that have been processed using the STR process.
Well, what's the STR process?
The STR process was developed by the late Dr. Jim Swan for Kavalan in 2006. The used wine barrels are shaved, toasted, and recharred, which removes the acidity typically associated with wine cask maturation. For 2023, Kavalan only released 12 single cask strength barrels of Vino Barrique in the U.S. for 2023. This particular barrel, called an Unholy Alliance, was a 7-year-old barrel that was released in Massachusetts. So the color was a nice, rich brown.
It's mahogany, baby.
Mahogany, sure.
Dark like your soul.
Dark like your soul.
Yeah.
On the nose, I got vanilla, then a note of cab, a note of Chardonnay. On the palate, it was powerful, vibrant, fruity, woody. On the finish, it was sweet. It fades off to an amazing wood. What did you think, Harmeet?
I didn't get the Chardonnay as much as for the Cabernet notes. I got cassis and chocolate. I got honey, roasted nuts, raisins, cinnamon, and cedar. And I did mention butter, so that could be your Chardonnay note there at the end. There wasn't any like tropical fruit or mango or like citrus that much there for me, but more red wine notes for me came out. The palate was a little bit astringent with heavy tannin, with great grip and intense flavor. I added water, and then the water brought out even more of the spice. The astringency went down, the fruit came up. It's super complex, long finish with dark chocolate. I freaking love this whiskey too.
Yeah, this is like a great wine meets a great whiskey, and they work so well together that they're just, it's like, am I drinking a wine that's a whiskey or a whiskey that's a wine that, and the heat on it, it's 118, but it really comes through.
Oh, I couldn't even tell it was 118. Not at all.
Right. You couldn't, I mean, it's just, I thoroughly enjoyed this. You know, this is one that if somebody made me drink it, I would, like I am, you know, so.
If somebody bought him a bottle.
You know, so, Bob?
I'm sitting here drinking it, and I'm just having flashbacks to that trip that I made to Kavalan.
Taiwan, yeah.
It's just, lucky, oh, God, it's just, it's everything that Jim Swan created in one glass. The color on this, honestly, you could just look at it and be happy. I mean,
it's dark. I mean, the bottle, that's the darkest thing we got in this room.
But if there's a ruby on the edge of it, it's just, it's so pretty.
Yep.
The nose on it.
It's darker than arm. Yeah.
It's one of these, it's one of those whiskeys where it's just like, I don't even need to drink it. I'm going to, but I don't need to. This one, I just need to smell. The nose on it.
It is darker than my skin.
Yeah. I did the color test.
Huge.
I mean, I think the nose on the previous one was bigger, but this is a nice nose.
It's just, it's so well done. Like everything.
I think I like the Sungum nose better, but this is, they're both fantastic.
Well, different.
Completely different. They're completely different than each other. So,
and because we have a good relationship with the folks at Cavalon, we've been lucky to have tasted quite a few.
A good relationship would mean they'd fly me there too, not just you.
No, they met
you. We have an okay relationship.
They met you. That's why you don't, that's why you're not there. But I've had probably at least half a dozen different releases of Vino Barrique.
I freaking love Vino Barrique.
And this is one of the best I think I've ever had.
Years ago, it was world's best whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was the original Vino Barrique was the one that put them on the map.
Yeah.
That's the one in 2017. 16? I think it was 16 or 17.
16, I believe.
Let's see.
It doesn't matter. Come on, we got another whiskey to go.
That's the one that made them. You know, that's the one that made them. That was World Whiskey of the Year. But this one is just
World Whiskey of the Year.
This one is just off the chain, amazing. So, what more can you say? The Cavalon Vino Barrique, an Unholy Alliance, well deserved 5-6.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Probably have to go to Massachusetts to get this.
And it's
unless you're us.
It's 5 sips because I don't have 6 on the soundboard. So.
It's only a good thing that came out of Massachusetts this year.
Well, we're going to go to our last whiskey now, which is from Lagavulin. So Lagavulin is an old distillery. They can trace their roots back to 1816. Fantastic whiskey. We've done quite a few of them on and off over the shows. But this is the Lagavulin 16-year single
malt. Their flagship. This is what they make the most.
Absolutely, their flagship. So 43% ABV, 86 proof. It's got a... It's got a dark tan to it, a little bit off of straw.
It's hints of red in this.
Yeah, there's a redness to the edge, absolutely. It's just got that lovely, soft, rolling peat on the nose and black cherries and seaweed and some dark toffee. It's like going to Lagavulin, sitting on the dock behind Lagavulin, watching the waves roll in and the spray hitting your shoes as you're sitting there and just drinking it. I mean, that's
smelling a wood fire on the beach and there's seaweed and you can smell that brininess.
God,
I get a hint of orange peel, but you didn't mention.
I've got to go back to Iowa. Just need to go back to Iowa, please. Oh,
eat some sea urchins fresh out of the water.
Oh, yeah. That was the best. I mean, I love a Lagavulin anyway, but this is just, it's a standard. This is one that no matter what mood I'm in, if I grab this one, I know I'm always going
to
be happy.
This and Talisker are my go-to for having with sushi. If you want a single malt with sushi and you're not doing Japanese whiskey, it's Lagavulin and Talisker for me.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. This was sushi with uni with, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really good. The smokiness and the saltiness plays off of the fish. Very
fantastic. Well. I bet it would.
So let's ask Brent. What did you
think,
Brent?
It's a good thing you asked me. So it's all smoke unless you add a little bit of water. And then you get that cherries and that salt that comes out of it. But it's a light smoke. So
you know what? Well, I remember you tasted this whiskey years ago, maybe 5 years ago. This was, you couldn't come near it.
He was on the floor, curled up, crying.
Yeah, he was crying.
It needs water, and he gets the cherries and salt, but I mean, it's still not my palate.
One of these days, man.
And you know what? And this is going to be something that you have to like that peaty smoke that somebody's burning the side of the road, and you're going to go sit there and sniff it.
And this is the peat. This is different from the peat we had earlier. The other peat we had more space, woody. This is that iodine-y medicinal peat.
This is the sea spray, iodine, use Band-Aids, the typical
This
Iowa
one is
peat.
Light.
Not too much Band-Aid.
It's light, but it's like a normal person is not going to like this.
That's not true. We are normal people.
No, you guys are not normal. You're not normal. Normal people are not going to like this. They're not going to like that.
Oh, like he is?
Well, I'm more normal than you guys.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But you have to want and that smoky, that peaty, that burnt side of the road. You have to want that. I don't know why you want that.
He's one step from being Jack Nicholson going, I want to watch the damn World Series. Yeah, okay.
Justin, you got anything to add to this? We're closing up.
I agree with Bob and Harm.
Well, we're going to rate, in spite of you, we're going to rate the Lagavulin 16-year-old single malt whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
It's a 5-sipper, Bob, and you know it.
I know it, but I've got to adjust for the other two. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
You know, I did have pleasure down here drinking this scotch, whether people believe it or not.
Hey, if you didn't like Kavalon, there's something wrong with you. Thank you, Arm.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for introducing me to new Indian whiskey I've never had before. And, you know, anytime there's Lagavulin, I'm there.
And thank you, Justin.
Thanks for letting me bust it out, good old boy Justin style.
There you go. Yeah, well, other than Lagavulin, all new stuff today. So great. So, well, for Sip Suds and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.